Riverside Wrestling getting practice started this week. Casey Conover is the head coach of the Bulldogs. He joins us here to talk about the outlook for the team this season. You have a lot of guys out. How's excitement level going into the year?
Everybody's excited. So the excitement level is pretty high. We've brought around 20 kids out for Riverside Wrestling. A lot of freshmen and sophomores. So we'll be on the younger side of things.
You got some guys back that were very talented on the mat last year, though, as youthful wrestlers. Who do you look for to lead the way this season?
Two Tony State qualifiers got back. They were freshmen last year. DJ Brahman, he was at 106 last year. And Taven Moore, he was at 132 last year, both state qualifiers. So they'll be sophomores. So they'll be leading it. Jet Rose was a district qualifier last year at 138. So he'll be another solid returner back from us. So you'll get those three guys, you know, coming back, being very, very strong.
What's the main emphasis in the first week of practice?
Just get better. That's the big thing, is get back to the mat, get back to, you know, wrestling, get the rest knocked off some of the kids. We got quite a few young kids that haven't had much wrestling experience. Really work on technique and getting the technique down.
Who are some of the athletes that maybe haven't had a lot of varsity time that come into with some promise or look to make the most of an opportunity they might get?
Yeah, Austin Fisher, who could be only senior out. He's been wrestling in and out of the varsity lineup the last 4 years. Looking forward to him. Keegan Please. He had a good solid year, and then unfortunately got injured last year. So that'd be two of our upperclassmen. We'll get some really good young, talented sophomore kids. AC Rollers is wrestling with Riverside, and you know he got some big things there. Caden Forrester will be up in the upper weights. You know, that's a lot of promise in that weight. I'm gonna be missing quite a few kids here. Some freshmen that come in. You got Jackson Gordon, who had a very good junior high year, along with Jack Brandon and Gavin Hackett. They had some really good and promising freshman years. Brayden Comstock, another freshman. So, yeah, like I said, I think we're going to have about 12 freshmen out, so I know I'm missing some.
In the past, you've really loaded up the competition schedule, more mat time, more experience, and leads to results. Is that the case again this season?
Yeah, it is. We have a very tough schedule, and it's nice to have that tough schedule. Gets us ready for now the district qualifiers, since there's no sectionals. We haven't changed our schedule at all. If not, we've actually probably added a couple more tougher meets, which we're excited about.